Colorado's to your town. Chrome flashing like lightning and thunder across the ground. Old tattered new rags, old weathered leather chaps. I'm my brother's keeper's son, and I'm a holder of the past. 'Cause we live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Here we come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling in. Harley's parked outside. I could feel them staring, wondering what I had to hide. I'm already a judged man by the ruling of a higher hand. I hold my head up high, 'cause I'm proud of who I am. 'Cause we live by love, loyalty, and respect. It's a creed you learn and one you don't forget. Come as strangers, but shall we part as friends? We come rolling.
street. Nobody gonna tell me my kitchen is too small. A big slop sink pops his and clink. A fountain drink. And urinals hanging on the walls.
Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Well, hello, everyone.
What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing out there?
Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Another show.
Another one under our belts.
Well, not under yet.
Well, maybe over.
Way over.
So, I don't know if anyone notices, but I got two gentlemen here, and somebody is missing from the action. So he decided to go to Chicago. Hi, Johnny. Because he's watching. I have to watch what I say. I'm the radio wife.
The hell with that fat bastard.
Nah, we won't. We won't say anything. We won't.
I hope he stuffed his face the whole week.
Yeah, because he's losing the fat boy challenge right now. So for those of you who are unaware,
I can't wait to see a fat boy on a fat boy.
To my left is Randy the Wrench. Normally Johnny sits there, but he's in the hot seat now, so if things get screwed up, it's his fault.
It's Randy's fault tonight.
And then to my right is Rod, our cigar aficionado.
And Mayhem Master.
Okay, I'm not gonna add to that, but I'm gonna be real nice because I'm exhausted. I had an exhausted weekend. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the Long Island area, but we had this huge event on Sunday. Actually, through the whole week, it was the Great South Bay Music Festival. But to end the event, we had the Sticky Finger Run from WBAB. And Fingers, he's a local radio personality here, does this run every year to raise money for breast cancer awareness. He used to do it for Fortunato Breast Health Center. Now he works for Terry Quinn from Stony Brook Cancer Center. Carol Baldwin, actually, Alec Baldwin and Billy Baldwin started that, named it after Carol because she was also diagnosed. But anyway, so there was about, I would say, close to 400 or 500 bikes, and they raised $17,000 for the run.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really nice.
You and know, you got to give it to Fingers. He does a good job with
that's
that.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he, you know, he's a good spokesperson for his event, and the main person who started this all, just so everyone is aware too, what in addition, you know, to Fingers being a part of it all these years and promoting it and getting it out there, was James Faith, who runs the Great South Bay Music Festival. Actually, his daughter Jamie does now. But James, and he spoke publicly about it, so I can now too. James actually announced a short time ago that he was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, man.
And he's in remission.
Good?
Yeah, I welcomed,
I gave
him a big hug when I saw him. I said, thanks for putting it out there in the public. But he didn't realize how much it meant to the Cancer Center for all the money all these years, because not only is the Sticky Fingers run on Sunday, but every dollar from every ticket purchased goes to the Cancer Center. Yeah. So it's a wonderful thing, and it was a great show of, again, a local riding community. They get out there. It was hotter than you know what. The humidity was terrible. People were passing out left and right, and all these guys got on their motorcycles, and boom. Ran under it. I posted a little short clip somewhere, I think on Instagram or whatever, but it was really sweet. But I want to welcome everybody.
Yes.
And just say hi, our usual folks, Angie Bean. Why is your screen black? Her screen is black for some reason. We have a couple. Michael Harrison's on.
Yeah.
Guys, Road Captain. RoadCaptain.com. That app is going to be out soon. David Hayes. We want to say hello to David Hayes and the Wild Hogs. And also to Wayne and the First Lady, Biker Trash Nation,
yes.
Kip Kotla, Nana, everybody, Johnny Lang, Strip Club Choppers, they're all busy. Everybody's busy this weekend.
Yeah, it's a big weekend.
Yeah, it really is. John Frew, I think, the Frew Master, I believe, is online too. but if for some reason, I don't want to put it out there, but if for some reason, go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com and you can always listen to us live if we have a glitch with our Facebook.
Yeah.
And Tex Anderson, I think, is chimed in from Tennessee. How's it going? Vicky from Sin City. Woohoo! Shout out to you. I'm trying to get to everybody now because Rod's got a buddy calling in about 8:45. And, you know, so I just wanted to say to everybody. So, like Randy, what did you do this weekend? Did you do anything exciting?
I just worked in my garage this weekend. I'm trying to get caught up.
Yeah, but what were you working on specifically?
just my stuff. I you know, with the surgery and everything, I'm behind. I'm way behind.
No, but I mean, you know, you were talking to me earlier about Dawn.
Oh, well, I mean.
You know, Johnny's wife.
Well, that,
you know,
that, because today, Johnny, that wasn't this weekend. So.
Right, just so everybody knows, Randy takes care of everything because Johnny, and we're going to make fun of him all night long.
Can't do a damn thing.
He can't turn a wrench and he doesn't know what a Phillips head screwdriver is.
No, he can't turn a wrench.
No, Dawn knows everything. She takes care of that.
Phillips head screwdriver.
She's better at the wrench than he is.
Yeah, she is.
But Johnny is a fork with only two tongues.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want it to be all about making fun of Johnny tonight.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I know I do, but I can't. another shout-out. I'm just going to go through some shout-outs right now. George, hello from Jersey. How's it going? And Shane from Iowa. I said
cool,
hello to
Iowa.
Him. Yeah, Iowa. I don't think we've had anybody from Iowa calling
before.
Not
that I remember, no. Looking for all the Chileans and Australians and Austrians and all our friends.
Well,
they'll get here, I know.
They're just waking up on that part of the
world. Oh, and my buddy Spot just showed up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that girl, Ada Valenti.
Yes.
She took off this Saturday.
They did.
And I want you guys really, this is like a dream for her. I'm trying to get to her site and her link, but she's been on before. You can see her posts on our page. We had her actually call in. She is going to be gone for like 2 years.
I know. This is
on a motorcycle. Her and what was
it? And Paul.
And Paul. That was his name. Paolo Paul. I keep forgetting. But anyway, I'm real excited for her, mainly because she's a woman doing this. it's almost like Amelia Earhart when she flew on an airplane.
Considering she's only been riding for a couple of years.
Yeah. I mean,
that's awesome. I think, to take that initiative and take that big of a jump.
Yeah.
And the fact that they just can do it, it really makes me jealous.
I wish I could find a time to take a month off.
I know,
well,
right?
Well, if I had the money to do what she's doing, I would certainly do it. It takes a lot of money, willpower, good sponsors. She's got fabulous sponsors that are backing her on this, and I think it's great. I absolutely think it's wonderful. Women in motorcycle history. And again, I want to say best wishes to Gloria Strucke. She is started the or part of the Motor Maids. She's still, her health situation is still, she's stable, but I miss seeing her riding at the events. So we want to send some love.
Absolutely.
To her as well. Rod, what did you do this weekend?
A lot of stuff around the house, like Randy, and I tried to get out to see Paul and Ada take off, but on my way out to Riverhead, had a little bit of a car issue, so
oops.
I never made it.
Oh, well. Well, at least you tried.
Really upset about that. And again, I was going out there to see them, and then afterwards I was going to head over to Riverhead Raceway and watch my buddy with his Motorcycle Mayhem cars racing on Saturday night.
What, the cars or the buses?
No, the cars. The bus is coming up on I believe he said the 29th will be the demolition derby with the Motorcycle Mayhem bus.
Right.
In the figure eight demo. So as soon as I get confirmation on that, I'm going to put that up. So everybody go down there and check out the bus. It's got a beautiful airbrushed Motorcycle Mayhem radio logo on the side of it. And go down there and check it out getting demolished.
Well, what about the race car though? What about that?
He has on the side of his cars, he has the Enduros and, you know, all the different classification cars. He's got a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
And they just popped our logo on there, and me pushing Ham Racing out there. My buddy Chris and everybody on in the Ham Racing team there, the local boys racing out in Riverhead.
Nice.
And they're doing good, man. I think it was a year or two ago, Chris took championship out in Riverhead. So they have a lot of fun, and they're good, big fans of the show, and we're big fans of the Ham Racing.
Yeah, no, it's actually cool. And then speaking of hams, Hammy is going to call in at around 8:45, you said?
Yeah, I told him around 8:30, 8:45 to give us a call. He had his inaugural run in Virginia for Aiden Has a Posse.
Right.
And I'm going to leave it at that and let Hammy tell you all about it, because I'm really proud of the guy.
I'm wearing my support shirt.
There you go.
For the very first one for Aiden's ride in 2014. But going back to the women in motorcycle history, I actually pulled up something because my brain went blank as usual. I'm a natural blonde. But the Van Buren sisters were among the first to ride coast to coast, traveling aboard an Indian Power Plus. They were also the first women to ride motorized vehicles to the summit of Pikes Peak. So I'm going to drop the link from the AMA on the history of women in motorcycling, because,
cool.
You know, back in the day, you know, women weren't really allowed to even freaking wear pants for crying out loud, let alone straddle a bike for, you know, so, hey.
Hey, God forbid you wanted to have a career.
Yeah, yeah, forget, well, yeah, they were good for use in World War II.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but to ride a motorcycle, it was almost like wearing a scarlet letter. Nowadays, it's very popular for women, and I love seeing all my women riders out there. There are a few clubs and groups, Motor Maids being one of the oldest. And I think, I think it's awesome. I'll get back out on my bike again, which will be nice. It most certainly will be nice. But there are a few events coming up, I believe. I can talk about Full Throttle stuff now. So we have a couple of bike nights coming up Wednesday, July 19th at, what the hell's the bar? Molly something or other. Wait a minute.
Oh,
It's in Oakdale.
In Oakdale,
yes. It's in Oakdale. Let me just go. But we also have Sturgis is coming up.
Yes.
It's starting in August. It's a couple of weeks away. So who all out in our listening land, our Mayhem fans,
are heading there.
Are heading there. Oh, my rent-a-husband is on. Hi, Leo.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my rent. Oh, there's a story. For those of you who never heard this story, my first trip to Daytona for Bike Week, when I had my bike, I was actually doing Karen Davidson's first women's ride, going on the women theme here again. Well, because, you know, the other penis isn't here. But anyway.
Hey, I'm still here.
Yeah, but I said the other. That meant you are here. The other is gone. And we road trip down to Daytona, Florida, and I attempted to do the women's ride, and then my sporty took a dump, or I should say I probably flooded it out because I didn't know what the hell I was fucking doing at the time. But Leo was great, and we rode down to Florida, and we camped out, and I never met his wife. I've always known Leo. He's a bass player. He's in an awesome band down in Sarasota or Bradenton, Florida. And yeah, he was so funny. I actually texted or spoke to her on through Facebook, and got permission. So that's the joke. My rent-a-husband Leo, he's on there. Leo, plug your band. And if you want to call in, actually call in. The phone number is 877-917-5263. I do have the capabilities. I'm not too blonde. Of taking calls through the Wi-Fi phone through the through the hotline. I'm all plugged in.
That's
so
what
again,
she said.
If anybody wants to call in, Leo, especially because you have some awesome news going on too, and I don't want to blow it and screw it up. So call 877-917-5263.
Colby over here says Sturgis is already busy.
Oh yeah.
Ah.
Oh, we got a wireless caller. Let's see who's calling in. I'm going to answer the phone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, you're on the air, live on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who am I speaking with?
Speaking of Ice Cream John.
Hi, John.
Yeah, Oakdale, that's in the Wendy's parking lot. There's
Molly McGuire's. That's it. I just remembered. Molly McGuire's.
I didn't remember the name of the bar either, but I know the bar. But it's an Oakdale, it's Wendy's parking lot.
Wendy's parking lot. It's a big shopping center. It's the kickoff for the Suffolk County Full Throttle Magazine Wednesday bike night. So are you going to be there?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to be there. Yeah.
And are you going to bring me? In. Are you going to bring me my Ice Cream Man from Hell shirt, like we discussed?
No, I spoke to him today, and he's not in town yet. The end of the week.
Okay.
He's going to be in the town the end of the week. But the guy I spoke to, which I told you about, which is his uncle, I tried to get him to call in tonight or tomorrow. He said he's going to try to call you in tonight.
Okay,
but he said he'd rather be on the show, live on the show. He's into that better.
Okay.
You know, anyway, I'll talk to you about it Thursday, Wednesday night.
All right, it sounds good, yeah. If we can get the ice cream man from hell to call in, that would be...
That'd be great.
That would be really cool thing.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, this is Ice Cream Man John from Long Island Debate, and he calls in on Monday regularly.
When I can.
When you can.
Last week I couldn't last week because I had that meeting, the officer meeting. So.
Right, and I was at the meeting on Tuesday, so that was actually really cool. Right. So what's going on now with Long Island Debate? We have the camp out coming up in August, right? You want to tell people about that?
Like I said, it's August 19th and 20th.
Okay.
And most people know I helped start that.
Right.
You know, like I said, I'm pretty proud of the stuff I do for Long Island Debates, you know?
Yeah, and, you've been doing it for a long time.
And not really. It's only 29 years.
Oh, only. Only.
You see what Jim done to me the other night, right?
No, what did he do? Did I miss something?
He did.
I'm losing you there.
You were there. Like I said, I figured everybody's seen it.
Oh, he embarrassed you. Yeah.
Nah, he didn't take the work. He didn't embarrass me. We're always doing something.
Right. You know? Okay.
Yeah, like I said, it was just, I thought it was more fun than anything else. Embarrassing.
No, it was good.
I thought it was, like I said, but I got him back later on when he called on me for something, and he already told me to sit down and shut up, and everybody cracked up for that, too. So.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's always good.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good and Abate now is up to the Long Island is up to what? Over 1,800
and we close might to, he said it's almost 2,000.
Yeah, that's great. So for those of you,
that's in 4 years. I'm sorry, that's in 4 years.
Right, in 4 years. Yeah, I know. He did a really good job in getting the membership up. And for those of you that live in other states, there are abates in other states.
That's right.
Yeah, it's
most states have abates. Yeah.
Right.
But,
okay.
Yeah. Because I'm in it, but we're doing a little more than most states are.
Right.
I don't know. It's with Jim Bond's help. I mean, don't get me wrong, but he's got a good office then.
Okay.
He's got a good group of people.
Right.
And and we're pushing in the membership, and that big thing we do about the vets run, that's makes it a big deal.
Yeah, the vets run, and they raised they did 60.
That's almost 100,000.
100,000 total so far.
Yeah.
The run itself raised over 60,000 with the matching donors, and then the donations continued from other areas.
Right.
So it's over 100,000, and with that money, they're probably going to buy another van. I think, right? Another transport van for the VA.
He mentioned it last month. I didn't realize that you mentioned. I didn't hear it this month. I don't think you mentioned it this month,
Yeah, no, he did. Actually, Bill said.
That's right. He did say it briefly.
He did. Yeah. So that and the divisions that they with the money that they raise, it goes to all the vets organizations, national and local on Long Island, and I think it's great.
No, it's not. It's not national. It's only
Not
Long Island.
Okay, I thought it was one on a national level.
No, it's only.
Okay.
But one thing I'm mentioning for all the listeners that really like to hear it, that talk about the donation of the vets, of the van that were given to the vets, how that works is somebody has to put up half the money for it, and the government puts up the other half.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we're putting up I think it's $1,750. And they're putting the other $1,750. That's how that works.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
That's great. So the grant comes from the government. That's awesome. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So like I said, a lot of people don't know that. And then we have the big meet in October.
Right. Okay, cool.
And I just figured I'll say hello, and I'll see you Wednesday night around, like I said, that bar
If you don't have my shirt, I'm not going because I'm going to band practice then. So I was going to ditch band practice for the Ice Cream Man from Hell shirt. But anyway, all right, John, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
I dug my shirt out, Ice Cream John's shirt out.
Uh-huh.
I was just no big deal. I only have one or two left,
Right.
Nobody's getting them.
Okay. No, that's yours.
If I don't see you Wednesday, have a good one.
All right. Thanks, John.
Okay.
You too. Have a great night. Thanks for calling in. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. For the other, Randy and Ron, I think his name
Rod.
Is. Right?
Rod.
Yeah. Randy the Wrench and Rod. All right, cool.
Oh,
thanks,
okay.
Thanks, John. Have a good night.
Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Have
bye,
a good brother.
All right, I ended that call. Did everybody hear him okay on the phone? Because we're using my laptop for the call. Angie, just give me a shout back. I just wanted to make sure everything sounded good. I think it was okay. Oh, we heard him, so you guys probably did. I'm
hopefully.
Sure.
Yeah,
so Tommy Kelly's on, and he's a triple B. What does that mean? Is that in
the Biker's Boobs and website?
Oh, that's Angie's website.
Yes.
I thought that was something in his pants, maybe.
Uh-oh.
I know they have triple E's and double D's for bra sizes.
All right, everybody's chiming in saying that it all came through.
All right, cool. Thank you.
And we got, who's this Johnny Frizzo? Oh, hey, Johnny, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Johnny, if you want to call in now. I got a wireless caller coming in. I got another call. Hold on. You're live on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Who's on the line?
This is Hammy.
Yo, Hammy.
What's happening, guys?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, brother.
Can you hear us okay?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
I sure can.
Awesome.
My connection may be a little crappy. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's all right, Hammy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great, guys. How's everything going up there?
It's hot, but we're having a good old time up here.
Nice.
So,
good deal.
So, Fenton, tell us what happened this weekend, man. Tell us all about it.
Well, so the inaugural Aiden's Ride Mountainside Virginia kicked off. We got party, the Heritage on Main Street in Waynesboro. I was kind of gauging everything based on who all came out that evening, and it was a big surprise to me. A lot more people showed up than I anticipated, which was really cool.
Fantastic.
And so the following day was the ride, and we were set up pretty early. We had some donuts and coffee out. We had the Indian Larry tent set up with the beautiful truck that Bobby rolls around in.
Right.
And, yeah, man, things started underway. Bikes started rolling in, and before I knew it, I was looking at probably well over 125 bikes.
Beautiful.
Did you ride them all?
So it was it blew me away. I wasn't expecting that many, and so all in all, the ride, everything went off without a hitch. We made a beautiful loop around the Blue Ridge Parkway, came on down through down right beside the same mountain we were on top of, and to the Heritage. We did raffles, gave out a handmade guitar that a good friend of mine, Chris Cousins, he had honored, you know, he had taken the time to make specifically for the ride. That was won by a friend of mine, ironically, that doesn't need any guitars. He lives up your way, and he's the proud new owner of that one.
Nice.
And immediately right after the event, let me backtrack. Immediately after receiving the guitar the first time, whenever we went to pick it up, Chris, who made it, he donated a second one already for next year. So
beautiful.
Wow, fantastic.
So it was we raised a little over what I had projected, which was really good. Bobby and Elisa were in attendance.
Nice.
And it was just beautiful. It was emotional for me. I just made a post on Facebook. I pulled the trigger. All the bikes were headed out.
Right.
We had a police escort out of Waynesboro, and as we were shooting up the mountain, I just, like, this overwhelming, like, emotion just came over me, and my eyes welled up, and I was looking at this sea of bikes and just couldn't believe all the support that everybody, you know, they found in their heart and came out to show. So it's pretty intense for me. It was pretty cool.
Well, we're very proud of what you did.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for doing that, and I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah. Hopefully next year we could be there to join you with the run.
That'd be great. So we're going to – I've already, like, immediately dumped on planning for next year, so we're shooting for July again. So
okay.
That's tentatively when it's going to take place again. It was my first time doing anything of this magnitude other than getting a bunch of knuckleheads together and go riding. So
it's a lot of work.
Then team that kind of place, and we you know, just fell into our roles and did well. There was a few hiccups and some learning experiences for next year. So we had a good time. It was awesome.
That's great. Yeah, over when the day you were doing the run, I had a butterfly hanging out with me in my tent at the Great South Bay Music Festival I was working. So I actually took a bunch of
wasn't he?
Yeah, so you know, I'm like, yeah, Amy's doing his run right now, man. There's that butterfly. Yeah. It was like it
awesome.
Was the only one in a field. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's either dimes or butterflies, you know. So thank you so much, Hammy, for doing that. Oh, I think we're losing him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry. You there?
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us? I don't know what happened. Oh, we lost him. I lost the call.
Oh.
I don't know what happened. He is in a very bad area.
Yeah.
But for those of you that aren't aware of the organization or the foundation that he's talking about, it's Aiden Has a Posse. I'm actually putting the link up on the feed, and you guys can go there. And check out the site. Oh, Hammy's calling back in. Hold on a second. Ooh, yeah, are you there, hon? Because We lost you.
Yes, I'm back. These Virginia backcountry areas, they like to drop coal. Sorry about that.
We know. We were at the BMR, and it really wasn't that good. But, yeah. So Rod had asked you earlier, because I don't think you heard him because of the bad connection, you had over 150 motorcycles. He wanted to know if you rode them all.
No, that's so I was so busy trying to make sure, you know, everything wasn't going to fall apart at the seams that I think I only scored two rides that weren't my own bike.
Oh, that's nothing to you.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, this guy over here at where we were in Virginia at the BMR, everybody that was in attendance there, he practically rode every single motorcycle owned by everybody. And I didn't know actually which one was yours. I still don't to this day. I have no idea which bike is yours. I do know the bike, your wife's bike. I saw you post that. That's a beautiful motorcycle.
Yeah, you know, and the story behind that is you know, I love, I'm a horse trader, so, I mean, I sell cars by day and pedal parts by night, so I'm, you know, it seems like I don't have any love for one specific bike,
right.
But I have love for all of them,
mm-hmm.
And through my wife's, you know, extreme patience with me and my maniacal ways, She allowed me to sell her bike out from under her so I could make some moves on some other bike deals. And it wasn't but 6 months later, she goes, you know, I really miss riding my bike. And didn't say nothing prior to that and waited 6 months and then and finally kind of broke to me. And I looked at myself. I was like, no problem. This was like 2 months ago.
Okay.
No problem. I'm going to get you one. It's going to be cooler than the one that you had, so don't worry. And that's what it is.
And it is. And she looked real good on it when you posted that picture. So what do you have going on?
She actually took it out for since it's been so long since she had rode, she took it out yesterday for the first time and actually put some miles down. So she loves it.
Well, and she's got a great teacher, too. Yeah. So what other events are you going to be heading to, Fenton?
Well, I'm getting ready to leave tomorrow. I'm headed over to Morgantown to meet up with a friend of mine, Dave Wasserman. You guys know the real picker.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to head on out to Wafion, Ohio for the AMCA meet, and hopefully I can score some good parts for this pan that I'm putting together.
Sweet.
Nice. So make sure you post tons of pictures and share them on a page so everybody can see the build and progress that you're doing. So that's really cool. Now, are you heading to Sturgis or Biketoberfest, perhaps? Are you heading down that way? I lost you on that one.
I'm thinking myself with short staffing myself. I had a fellow. Well, he was my manager, and he worked under me. I ended up having to get rid of him, so I. Sure, you know, I shortchanged myself for getting out of the office. Unfortunately, no Sturgis this year, and Biketoberfest is not going to happen either.
Oh, but, I'm sad.
Yeah, you guys going down there?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to make it to Sturgis either. We just confirmed that because we have an event coming up September 9th, with Bike Trash Nation, Camel City Bike Fest. That's in
Winston-Salem,
North Carolina. That's coming up. We'll be there for that because that's also Rod and Johnny have their Fat Boy Challenge weight loss contest. So if you're near Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and you want to ride over.
Funny.
Yeah, so the loser of that contest has to dress up as a pinup girl and prance around on the stage. Yeah. So not the one who lost the most weight, the one who didn't. And then the winner gets to, you know, do a striptease on Johnny Lang's
stripper pole.
When we're down in Biketober. Yeah, so but we'll be down for Biketoberfest. Actually, we got to work out the details with Johnny Lang from Strip Club Choppers, but we're actually going to be doing the show live from. He's got a building right there next to the Broken Spoke, and you know we're going to see. He's going to set up some interviews for us. you know, periodically, and you know, we'll enjoy it. We'll bring our bikes down and ride around, you know, and still have a good time. I'll probably go to Willie's Tropical, you know, Chopper Show. I'm sure Chris is going to be down there. If they're having another one down there, we'll do that. I like doing the, you know, the stuff that, you know, the behind the scenes stuff. You know, not the typical touristy stuff. You know.
Right. You're the stitching on the inside of the clothing that's holding everything together.
There you go.
Oh, I like that.
There you go.
Thanks, Hermie.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Yeah. It'll be fun, and it'll definitely be an interesting event. So, you know, and then you know, then the winter time comes, and we got to figure out, you know, what the hell we're gonna do. Probably.
Yeah. Yep. So is Rod? Are you participating in it?
Yeah, it's me and Johnny head to head.
Johnny's doing it. Johnny's not here tonight. Johnny's driving back from Chicago, but yeah, Johnny's doing the weight loss, and Rod is doing it, and also Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation. He's trying to find a local boy near him to challenge him, because he wants to get in on it too. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm hoping Rod loses, because I guarantee he's going to make a beautiful pinup.
You're so sweet.
Oh, I love you, brother.
That was really cool. That was really cool. And, the new Cycle Source magazine is out.
It's out. It's out.
Turn to page 48, folks. CycleSource.com. All right.
It should be in the mailbox.
No, you're gonna know who's in there, right?
What's that?
You know who's in there, right?
We're in there. Fenton, we're in this month's magazine.
Yes, I know.
I know.
I do have that one. Yes, I already got it.
I know. It was like, I'm so excited. I couldn't believe it. It was in the bookstores and stuff, and then, you know, they were sharing everything, but I was like, really? Chris did us a solid. I was like, yay, oh my God, we're in Cycle Source.
Well, you guys are fun, and you're doing things that we like, so why wouldn't you be in there?
Oh, thank you, brother.
Thank you for the compliment. We appreciate the props for sure.
Absolutely.
And we love what you're doing, and we'll always share your stuff, and no matter what you've got going on, just, you know, drop us a message, drop us a link.
What have you.
You know, we'll keep sharing everything.
You're part of our family now, brother. You are.
Awesome. Good deal. Well, I thank you guys so much for being able to be an outlet to broadcast what's going on, because the more that it gets out there, the more that it can touch other people in whatever ways they want, but hopefully in all the good ways. So.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying our best, my friend.
We're doing it just like you. Every little bit helps.
Yep.
You know, one life is saved. That's it.
Absolutely.
That's all that matters. So, and we're proud
that's
of
right.
what you did. And
yeah.
And can't wait for your next one.
Absolutely, man. We're proud
awesome,
of you
guys. Well, I hope that you guys are able to make it. And I'll definitely keep everybody posted as dates materialize down to the day. And I'm just, well, since I'm on here, I do still have up the Aiden's Ride Virginia page on AidenHasAPosse.org.
Okay.
So that's going to be a year-long thing that can be donated to.
Oh, cool.
To anybody.
Excellent.
That, everything all right?
Yeah,
everything's fine.
Yeah, so it's going to be up there for the rest of the year. So if anyone could drop some donations in, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'll put the link up on our page, okay?
Hello.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Ben. Your signal is terrible, hon. I'm so sorry, but yeah, I'm gonna drop the link on there so everybody can go, and continue donating, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much. You guys had a good one.
All right, brother.
You
good
too.
To talk to you.
Bye bye now.
All righty. See ya.
See ya.
Yeah. So, all you guys, go check out the page, and throw a little bit into this fund. You know, Fenton did a great job this weekend with the Aiden Has a Posse ride in West Virginia, Virginia, and there's more coming. So check the link.
Now I'm going to make an attempt here. Somebody was trying to call. I think
you're
I know.
Call back?
I am going to call back whoever the caller was. Now they're calling in now because they're listening to the show. I was just going to call you. Hello, you're on the air. This is Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. To whom am I speaking with?
John Frew.
I know it was you, John. It's the Frewmaster, guys.
The Frewmaster has
How are you, darling?
Yeah, well, I thought Johnny was at the show when I go. I'm in Fiesta Gap, Virginia right now, and I'm staying in a little hotel I usually stay at. And there's a barbecue joint, John on the bottom of the hill. John back from Chicago. So.
Well, he's not back. There. He can't drive fast enough, you know. But I think actually Dawn is driving. And
thank God.
Yeah. So, and he's supposed to be sharing the show while he's sitting there, you know, letting Dawn drive. Oh. So, yeah.
Is he making any comments?
No, he hasn't made any comments because he's too busy driving. Either that or he's eating barbecue. So, John, what's happening with you? What's going on?
Well, I'm on my way to Daytona.
Yeah.
And so I left my house in Pittsburgh at 12 this afternoon because I wasn't sure if I was going or not. And then I just said, oh, hell with it. I just left.
Nice.
And then I'm in Fancy Gap, Virginia, not far from the North Carolina state line. And then I'm going to go to Daytona for a few days. I got a bunch of business to take care of down there. And then I'm going to rush home by Saturday to be at Mountain Fest for the bike show and chopper show that Chris is doing from Cycles Tour.
That's right. That's Mountain Fest, and where is that?
Mountain Fest is in Morgantown.
Oh, wait. See, now it's Morgantown, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I'm probably going to lose you now, too. I think it's the Wi-Fi signal. Sorry for the phone. I apologize because we're not using Johnny's laptop, so I'm kind of going to drop the link. Can you still hear us, or are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. All right, so Mountain Fest, that's, oh, wow, that's this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. July,
yep,
July
that's
20th.
This weekend.
Nice. And Chris is doing what? He's doing a bike show there?
Yeah, he's doing the annual chopper show.
Okay.
Down there in Morgantown.
Right.
And it's a pretty cool event. He's got a lot of good classes. You know, like your everyday rider, the customs and the baggers and, you know, everything. And that's what's pretty cool about it because it's a ride-in show. So.
Oh, it's a ride-in show. Okay, so that's awesome. I'm liking the page right now. I just dropped the link on the feed for everybody that may actually be in there. Oh, and wasn't that where Fenton's ride was, too? Was Morgantown, West Virginia? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It was the same area.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of things that happen there.
Yeah, Mountain Fest was hour and a half from Morgantown.
Oh, that's
maybe
not bad.
Maybe not even that.
Wow.
No, that wasn't even that, because that was the way I went home. And, and then when I got past Morgantown, that's when the belt broke on my bike. But
oh, yeah.
That's a whole other story.
Right. So now, what are you doing now with any of the racing stuff? Are you doing anything? You got anything coming up? You doing any racing?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's happening with that?
No, I'm not racing Daytona. I'm going down to get my Corvette race car ready and partially put together to my dad's shop.
Right.
And then I can bring it back to Pennsylvania and get it ready for probably more or less next year. But I went to go to go-kart racing yesterday.
Nice.
I love go-karts.
It's fun.
Karting is great, man.
Well, you know, I hear people laughing in the background, but go-kart racing is very competitive.
It is. I know. My son used to do it. He was part of the Long Island Karting Association, part of LICA here. He had a go-kart that we had to put a restrictor on it because the thing could do like 90 miles an hour. Yeah.
Right.
Shit's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them things. Yep. Really,
I got a neighbor that got his kid into it, and I mean, expanded his garage, bought a dually, big trailer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
so
they
carry
going.
All this stuff around. Yeah, he, big money into this.
Do they still do it down money. At the beach, or did they finally make a track area for this?
It's like Sunday morning, bright and early. They kind of like they let them.
They
you
still
know?
Do it at the beach.
Yeah, they kind of let them. It's like you know,
yeah.
as long as nothing stupid goes on.
But yeah,
it's really not supposed to. But
karting, John, that gets a lot of seasoned race car NASCAR drivers started in karting,
yep.
right?
Oh yeah, a lot of them.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people that you know that's how they got their start. You know, the kids started in go karts and then they moved up into you know dirt track or stock mm-hmm. cars or road racing. And then they eventually got into their NASCAR.
Yeah. Yeah, the NASCAR stuff
it's a lot of fun. It's a good family sport, too, you know.
Right.
You know, the parents and the kids can interact and get together, and the parents will say, hey, clean the tires, do this, check the oil, whatever, mm-hmm. and it's all good. And it's the same when I was with motocross, and I was, you know, when I worked for the motocross tracks up here in western Pennsylvania, it was a good family sport, and kids were taught, hey, work on your bike. Don't be out partying, screwing around, doing
right.
whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
and
it's
the more
good.
You work out, the more you train, the more you work on your bike, the better rider you're going to be.
Yeah, it gives them the kids a good work ethic. You know, they got something that they love and they want to be involved in, and, you know, they understand that you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this, and make sure you're prepped for that.
Yeah.
It's a great work ethic, you know, with any kind of situation like that.
It teaches them good responsibility, and it leads to greater things. So, and you got to give credit to the parents that put the time and effort in
and
money, because it ain't cheap to do racing.
Well,
it's not.
What's nice about it is they have different classes, so that
you
know, if you don't have the big money, you can still run in the smaller classes, and you can go back and forth. You don't have to, you know, it's not all or nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, just beginners and starters, and you know, you can.
Well, if I can do my timing right, I'm going to be at Loretta Lynn's the beginning of August.
Okay.
For the amateur national motocross races, not for the National Bike Week.
Oh, nice.
The amateur national motocross races. And then I'm leaving there and I'm going to Sturgis, if I can get my timing right with everything else.
Right.
But, you know, that's where kids qualify, and even adults, actually, all around the country. And then they go there to begin the first week of August, and then they see who the best of the amateurs are. And that's how the factory teams pick up their kids. Pick up their riders, you know. All the factory teams will be there, you know, Kawasaki, Yamaha, KTM, all of them will be there, and they'll be like, okay, they're watching the guys, they know who's fast, and that's how they get their start.
So it's kind of like scouting, but for the go-karts, you know, like they do for the sports teams. Like they go to the colleges and stuff and pick out the best football, baseball players. They do this with karting, too. I think that's great.
That's awesome, yeah.
I think it's fabulous. I remember locally here, two big names, the Stevie Parks started in go-kart racing, and then he ended up racing the NASCAR circuit and then did truck racing, and then he unfortunately got involved in an accident, and then his racing career was over. But Tommy Baldwin Jr.
Yeah.
So, and I grew up with all these guys, and my husband was good friends with him, and now he owns a racing team. I'm like, this is, I remember him, you know, throwing up after Riverhead,
Margaret,
the awards ceremony, because they all got too shit-faced, but they all started in karting. His dad was a prick as a race car driver, but he was a great human being, you know. But I couldn't believe that. And it started in karting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Margaret, if you look in the books, Mike Leffingwell raced the trucks one time. He made 7 laps, and that was his whole NASCAR career.
Right.
So, and we all know who Mike Leffingwell is, a.k.a. Mike Axel.
Yeah. You had to bring up his name and ruin my fucking Monday, John. Thank you.
You're welcome.
At least I know he's comfy in an orange jumpsuit in jail, and it ain't looking like he's getting out anytime soon.
He's not going anywhere. It's just the people got to figure out how to get all their money back, you know.
Well, that's a work in progress, but, you know, because of the unofficial Nashville Bike Week page, scam page, a lot of people have. They got over $100,000 in refunds, so that's better than nothing.
Yeah,
and that's awesome.
So, coming around.
Yeah, so that's really good. So what else are you going to now? So listen, are you going? I got another wireless caller. Oh, it's the fat boy. I am not hanging up with John Frew to answer your call, Johnny Rizzo.
Let me say one more thing. Rod, you're guaranteed you're going to win this event, or win that event, because I'm watching Johnny's Facebook page all weekend, and he's at every barbecue joint, eating this, eating that. I'm like, there ain't no fucking way he's going to win.
No.
Yeah, so you just keep up the good work, Rod, and I'm sure Johnny's listening to this, because I bust his balls about it, because I sent him pictures of food.
I know. He yells at me.
Everybody's busting Johnny's balls about it, and they need to keep doing it, because he swore to God he was going to be real good on his diet in Chicago. And
yeah. Speaking of, you know, that whole deity thing, you see him praying to the barbecue.
Did you see that photo? Praying to the barbecue god. The giant freaking barbecue?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, where the hell did you find that at?
That's the Weber restaurant.
Yeah, in Chicago, apparently. He found that. Of all the people to find a giant barbecue, oversized barbecue, it was him.
The oversized guy.
Well, yeah. I just sent him pictures of the barbecue joint I was at an hour ago, and then I sent him to your phone, too, so if you look.
I got a ton of text messages here. Wait, that's not the picture you sent me. John, that's not barbecue. Woo, baby, thank you. Sorry, guys, you can't see that photo. No, I'm joking.
Thanks,
don't be sending me shit on my phone, man. No, I'm joking. No, that looks actually pretty cool. Oh, wow. Yeah, that does look really nice. Hold on. Okay. That'll be a stop. Yeah.
That's a very good sandwich. I got that this old guy had this barbecue place there as long as I've been coming through here. And I was like, I got to stop and get something to eat. And mm-hmm. while I'm here, I'm just going to stay here, you know. So
there you go.
Oh, man. Tim Ford's on the other line. Hey, Tim. I'm not on the other line.
Well, hey, I'm going to let Johnny get through so he can rap to you guys.
Yeah, Johnny's at a Wawa someplace right now.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's probably stopped at a Wawa calling in, telling us what kind of sandwich he just bought and a couple of hot chocolates. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call him back. But thank you, John, for calling in. And we'll catch up. And I'm sure
John.
We'll see you. You'll be down in Daytona for Biketoberfest, right? You'll be down there for that?
Oh, yeah. I have to go pick up. I got business down there that week, too. So
right,
I'll
cool.
be down there.
Awesome.
All right. So we'll see
all
you
right.
then.
Talk to you guys later.
Thanks,
be good,
John.
Brother.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
I should really go to commercial break just to bust Johnny's chops, but I but I won't. I really won't. Let me see if I can call out now. I can call
you.
In. Let's see.
I double dare you.
I don't know how to dial the phone. Johnny, call.
Hey, right now he's at
877-917. I lost the dial screen. I don't know where the hell it is now. Hold on a minute. No. Don't make noises. Hold on a second. Keypad. I found it. Okay. I'm going to dial now that secret number. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on. My glasses are on. Okay. And then, Johnny, I'm calling you, so don't try and call in because don't do that. Let's see if I can call out. I'm calling him now. I'm going to be like, hello, you're on the air. What? I don't think he's going to pick up the phone. He probably doesn't even recognize the show phone number. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. To who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to the president of Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Yeah, get off speakerphone. Yeah. Are you on speakerphone?
My people.
Your people.
Your people.
Johnny's having withdrawals,
my
guys. Yeah, Johnny's having withdrawals, guys. Yeah, Johnny's on the
my
line
people.
Right now, the fat boy. Can you hear us? All you keep saying
I
is...
I hear you just fine.
Oh, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So how did you like the intro? Did you sing the ending while you were listening to the
did.
Show?
He
were
did.
You singing to the song?
I actually did.
Yeah.
There he goes.
Factory.
Yeah, look at all the love.
Factory.
Yeah, Johnny's on the line, folks. Johnny's on. Let me just let everybody know. So
I'm actually I'm calling to make an announcement.
Uh-oh.
Oh God.
There we go.
What?
Okay, the big announcement of the day.
What is it?
Randy the Wrench being a permanent fixture in the studio. Huh?
Yeah, he was here two shows in a row. What kind of an announcement
is
that? Everybody
that?
Kind of figured that out on their own.
Yeah.
No, it's actually been three.
No, because
three.
He's been
what?
Permanent fixture.
Okay.
He's no longer a guest on the show.
Okay, cool.
Randy the Wrench.
So that means I got to...
Randy the Wrench.
I got to put his picture on the website now, right? That's what I got to do? Is that what you're telling me?
Unfortunately, yes, you have to do that.
All right, so I got to do all that. Randy, I have my camera with me, so before you leave... The photographer over here has got to take your picture. So
I kind of like Randy right in that seat right there.
I didn't shave today. So.
Don't worry. Photoshop makes everybody look good, including the fat boy on
the
other.
Show sounds fantastic tonight.
That's because you're not here.
Exactly.
We know what we're doing.
So, so Johnny, which Wawa are you at right now?
I'm on a Wawa. I'm gonna get to get some of my car right now.
What about some coffee? Did you bring us anything back from Chicago? Because like none of us have ever been there. Gifts, Tchotchkes, free giveaways, actually, you know.
Making good time, Johnny.
I bought you back.
Okay, anything else?
I'm bringing back Rod, but he brought me back from fucking Chile.
What? Nothing? Right. Okay.
There you go.
So I still have a bottle of barbecue. Oh, no, I opened that. Never mind. From Daytona. Sorry. I had barbecue sauce for you, and then I ran out and I opened it myself, but I couldn't. I
have some barbecue sauce left over from Chicago.
Okay.
So, you know, we get the parking lot every day, so we have all our goodies back there. But I wanted to shout out to David Hayes, myself. Angie, how are you doing over there? Angie Dean, what's up? John Fru, I was talking to John before. He's always been at Daytona, actually.
Yeah, I can see you, but nobody can see you. And I see the shirt that you're wearing. Why don't you tell everybody about that shirt?
1940s Brewery. Mm-hmm. Check out 1940s Brewery Company, because that beer is fantastic. If you want a good, fresh beer that's brewed fresh every day, you want to go out. If you're out in Holbrook, Long Island, if you live in New York, go to Holbrook, Long Island, 1940 Brewery, 1337 Lincoln Avenue.
And the website is 1940sbrewingcompany.com. You broke up a little bit, so I'm gonna drop the link. Rod actually looked at my laptop when I said I could see your shirt. He's like,
wait a minute, why are you watching him?
No, but I can't see you. I'm psychically connected to you.
Schnitzel?
No, I have psychic abilities. We still haven't won the fucking lotto yet. But yeah, I could tell. I could. Wow. I knew exactly what Johnny was wearing. And put your pants back on, you motherfucker.
That's what Dawn said, too.
She's driving.
We're coming back from Chicago, or Pennsylvania, and we lost the show. So we were sounding great. So we lost it, so.
Oh. And where are you now?
I called a few on the phone. Actually, we're in Pennsylvania. I think 265 or something, Pennsylvania.
Oh, so after the show's over, we might be able to meet at the diner for an 11 o'clock snack. I mean, you know. You think you'll be back?
Yeah, keep feeding. I doubt it.
You doubt?
I'm gonna pass the fuck out. That's what I mean.
Oh, really? Okay.
Unfortunately, I gotta be in Philadelphia tomorrow.
Okay.
So,
anything exciting happened when you were in Chicago? Who'd you meet? Anybody? Anybody?
I went to Al Bundy's house.
Oh my God! Get out! Really?
We went to Al Bundy's house. We went to the Shameless house. Right?
Yeah.
We're
losing your signal. So. Yeah, I like Al. Did you take a picture of you with your hands in your pants? You know.
Yeah, you'll see. I'll put a picture on.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right. Sounds good. We miss you. I do. Radio.
I miss you guys too.
Radio wife misses you.
I wish I was there.
I wish you were there too. Not really, but I do.
I feel really weird not being there tonight.
Now you know how I feel, how I felt last time, 4th of July weekend, or whenever that was, when I was not.
I know, but now we're both back, and we're back for a while now, too.
All right. We're not going.
We're on the road. So.
I'm going to fart in your honor.
Yes.
Oh, right.
No.
I was going to get a break. Yeah, but can't roll the windows up here.
No, I know. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
So, John, you're doing another one of your big, wonderful travels. How many times did you roll the windows up on that crew that you're with?
What did you say?
I said, how many times did you have to roll the windows up on your crew that you're traveling with?
Oh, I had them all in the corner. Are you kidding me? They all got in the corner. I locked them.
Did you listen? So somebody posted, I don't know if they posted it on your page or if they saw it or somebody posted something else, but apparently on an airplane going to North Carolina or getting ready to go to North Carolina, somebody passed gas and they evacuated the entire plane. And I thought of you.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I actually thought of you.
Well,
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I know you would like that, but I'm like, really?
So the alarms went off with the Rizzo alert.
Yeah, it was the Rizzo alert. But anyway, I do miss you, and then you'll be back.
I'll be back Monday.
Nah, no. Monday. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff going on.
Drive safe.
So listen, guys, have a great show. You guys sound great tonight.
Thank you.
Everybody out there, Motorcycle Mayhem, Lands out there.
Right.
What's up? Miss everybody.
Okay.
I'll be back Monday, and have a great show, and I'll talk to everybody later.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Safe driving.
Later, bro.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, I got to push end now. End. Sorry, I'm talking to this electronical device. I'm not used to having a phone being able to talk on the computer
on
with
the computer.
A phone.
It's a strange new universe that we're
yeah,
all
it is a very strange universe, but I think also, okay, we're going to attempt, because we do have sponsors, okay, while I look for this thing that I wanted to play, which I should be able to play now online, but while I'm looking. But I want to go to a commercial break. So how do we do this? You have to
shut off
everybody's mics.
Set 9.
No. Well, you don't even have to turn them off.
You know, because we don't want to talk. So.
Well, yeah, but I can. I mean.
All right. Okay. We're going to try this professionally now on the count of three. Randy's going to shut the mics off, and we're just going to take a short 2-minute, 15-second commercial break. Be right back.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Choppers, full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories, coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out, your buds are all contacted, the ride is about to begin. Have you got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day at 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
And we're back.
And we're back. The mic's, oh yeah. Randy, you did such a great job. Yeah. I think that's totally awesome.
I told you.
You're fabulous, man. This is great.
I can do hand signals. Okay.
I know. But David Hayes, I was trying to get to the page. Hold on a second. That he dropped the link on. You know, at all biker events and stuff, there are tons of bands that do the whole biker event circuit that play out. And I'm trying to get to the Rocket Fly is the name of the band. I want to get the link here and actually drop it on the Facebook page so you guys can hear them. I can play a little clip from the YouTube video for about 15 seconds, but the lead singer has a voice. He sounds like the lead singer from Journey.
Journey, yeah.
Yeah, he really does. And
He's got a phenomenal voice.
I have the computer on here, I'm trying to get to his – hold on. Get to his page here, and I can actually probably play it. It's Pedro Espada. He's from Puerto Rico. Here he is. Hold on 1 second. And I should, if I open it up, be able to play it.
A little bit.
Well, I'm trying to get to it. Oh, wow. Okay, it's all over the place. Well, apparently, oh, wait, it's on my timeline. I should just go there. Hold on. Blonde moment, folks. I want you to hear his voice. But I dropped the link on our page for you to follow the band and check him out when he is actually playing at these biker events. He does play in Daytona a lot. He's got a huge following. He just started his page.
Very recently.
Yeah. Oh, God, son of a bitch. I hate myself right now. Hold on a second, guys. Hold on, Pedro. Let me just do Rocketfly. Oh, wait. You know what? David sent me a message. Hold on. I could probably click on the link there.
Yeah.
Hold on a moment. I'm almost there. No, I just have a friend. There it is. Where the hell is the link? It wasn't a link to the video. Son of a bitch. Sorry, David, drop the link to Pedro's video. I want to play it. I want to play at least 15 seconds of it, you know, and give him 15 seconds of fame. I'm having a difficult time here. Hold on. Let me see if I can get to his page. But I know Pedro, actually, he's going to actually be calling in and giving us a little insight as to where he's going to be playing out next. At the biker events. And hopefully we'll get to meet him when we're down in Daytona for Bike Shelby Fest.
Cool.
That actually would be really, really cool. Let me just go through this. So, Randy, while I'm looking, again, you gave our listeners some really helpful tips the last time when you were on the show with the first aid. Was it the first aid kit tips? Was that the one you did last week?
Yes.
Or the week before? So do you have any other tips that you might want to relay? I mean,
other than at this point in time of the year, sunscreen. Don't go out without sunscreen because you don't realize it. You think that you're on the bike and the wind's going across on you, and you're all cool and you're fine. You know, 2 hours later, you pull over, and you realize that you're fried to death. I mean, it really gets bad. I mean, one time when I was going down to Florida, down to Key West, I was wearing shorts like an idiot, and I was putting stuff on, but it wasn't strong enough. And by the time I get to Key West, I almost had sun poisoning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow. It was bad. It was really bad. And I had to go to a wedding in 3 days and wear long pants.
Oh,
it was
man.
Brutal. You have no idea.
Yeah, I guess people forget when they're on the water and when they're riding, the glare off the road in the water, it intensifies the rays.
Right. Well, when you're on the bike, what happens is you get the wind going across. It just doesn't feel hot. You don't feel like you're burning. But let me tell you something. It doesn't take long. You're just fried. I can't tell you how many times we've had it happen to us. Now we always the crew that we always ride with, somebody always has it, and we like to spray because the spray you can get to spots that you can't get to,
yeah.
Right?
You know, and everything else, and you know you can get the other guy, you can spray him down, and everything else, and that's why we like to spray a lot because it works, you know, and it's I don't know if you know this or not, but it goes bad. You gotta.
Every two years, right?
Well, no, there's a date on it.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's before the date, you're all right. But if it's after the date, throw it out.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that date. Trust me.
Yeah, because it expires. And actually, one of my former employers actually has a soap product now that has sunscreen built into
it.
Right. I can't say the product name online. It hasn't been launched yet, but he will probably be down at Backtoberfest.
It was sunbathe
soap or whatever it's called, and I tested it out, and it actually works.
Yeah.
It gives you 8 hours of protection.
Nice.
You know, do the
waterproof?
Do the first wash. Yes, you do the cool. First wash with your regular soap, then you lather up, and you're all this bubbly soapy mess for like 30 seconds is all it takes,
and then rinse it off,
and then just rinse and towel dry, and you're on your way. And he says to wait about 30 minutes before applying any other lotions or things like that, but I didn't even have to put any regular lotion on. It's got so much moisturizer built into it. And
if it works down in the South Shore this weekend,
it works. Do you see sunburn on me? Because I soaped and lathered every nook and cranny of my body, guys.
Yeah,
just saying.
If it works down here on the South Shore, because it gets brutal down
it
there.
Was brutal because I was out in the sun. And I got to say, so it's a good product, and that'll be out soon. But, oh, my God, I found Pedro's video. Hold on a minute. It's 9:21. I don't know if anybody can hear it, but let me see if I can get the beginning. Can we hear it?
I hear it.
Okay. Let me see if I can raise the volume on this a little.
Oh.
can only do this for about 30 seconds, guys. So I'm going to drop his link to the video on our feed.
Wow.
Spooky.
Right? All right, I got to stop it there because we only can do, like, intros. But I'm dropping the link right now, ladies, because if you're like me, I'm wet in the pants right now just listening to the man. Wow. So here's his link to the video. Go like his page. Follow him. Share it. That's what it's all about. He's got a phenomenal voice. His band, Rocketfly, they're excellent. I plan on seeing them and throwing my bras and panties at him. He's like the new Tom Jones for me. I'm sorry.
Nice.
He's awesome. He's totally awesome. And I want to thank David Hayes for that, for sharing that information with us. And any of you guys, too, listen, I know a lot of the bands that perform at these bike events. They work really hard, and a lot of them do cover music. Unfortunately, because of copyright laws and regulations, so you guys are aware, even though you are a cover band or a tribute band and you're phenomenal, we can only play like 15-second intros of you. Otherwise, you know, we get slammed with copyright infringement. When you're at the events, you're covered under, the ASCAP and the whatever, BMI or whatever the heck it is, licensing for the promoters and the event owners. But here on the radio show with the internet, we are not. But as we have before, like our opening songs with Steve Brack, you know, and Lex Gray, anytime you guys have an original song, we can play it. You know, we can play it as an intro. We can play it as an outro. Well, if we like it, we'll play it. I'm just going to be honest with you. we help promote, you know, up and coming guys. We're not a music-related show, but you know what? At a lot of these biker events, there's music.
There's some great stuff out there,
and there's great bands, and you see all these amazing national acts playing, and a lot of these guys ride also. So it's really, it's about the music, and we all have a lot of fun. So hopefully...
Yeah, so if you're a musician out there, and we've spoken about a few of them out there, and you got some music that you want to, allow us to play on the show, throw us the links, man. We'd love to push you guys.
Anytime, just drop them on our Facebook page, and we'll share. Don't private message us, because, you know, sometimes...
It gets crazy.
As long as you post it right on our timeline...
Then we're good.
Yeah, we're good. Everybody can see it. Rod can share it. I can share it. Johnny will share it. Now Randy can share it. And I'll go, like, friend him, Randy the Wrench, on Facebook now that he's officially part of the Motorcycle Mayhem Radio family.
I'm glad. I like how Johnny voted by himself on that one. You know, we already decided that last week. And
No, he's the one that started this whole thing. You and I came on as guests and never fucking left, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
basically what happened with me.
So Randy came on as a guest. And he never fucking left.
So anybody else who wants to come on as a guest.
You got great advice. You always give great advice, and it's good. And little common sense things, you know. And then again, you know, with all the clubs that are out there and the groups and things, like with the Wild Hogs, and again, you know, there's been, you know, tragically some accidents that have been happening in the biker world. And we want everyone to be cautious, but condolences to those who have lost someone near and dear to them with the riding season and everything that happens. But what I want to say about the groups that we belong to and that are on this feed right now, everybody kind of watches out for each other, and it's real important to do the friend check thing.
Yes.
And I love how that happens in the local area. If somebody goes down, even if it's a minor accident, everybody does a friend check, checking in. So when you guys are going together to an event, and you guys leave an event, everybody check in with each other. I mean, it sounds, I'm the Mama Duke, so yeah, I'm the mama. I want to fucking know when you get home safe, so text me, goddammit. And that's what you do. So everybody knows everybody got back home safely.
In one piece, and
everything's good. Just, you know, keep the communications open. And also, too, we lost someone near and dear to someone very close to me, and I want to give my condolences out to Paulie Z. for the loss of his brother, Dave Z. He was a bassist in Adrenaline Mob 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
It was a tragic accident in Gainesville, Florida. And they did a nice memorial to him down in New York City over the weekend. Unexpected. Fabulous musician. Our prayers go out to the families affected and the other people that were involved. There are still, I believe, one or two. Jane on a Train, I believe, is still in the hospital. We wish her well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everyone else that's recovering from it. Again, Adrenaline Mob, another loss in the Adrenaline Mob camp. And we are just so saddened by it. And our prayers and thoughts go
absolutely.
Out to you. And yeah. And then now we're going to move on to the next thing. What do you got?
I don't know. Well,
oh,
I mean, this weekend was just a tough weekend all around.
Yeah, it was. All right. Yeah. Well, you know what? In that sense, also, we got the Dee Snider Ride coming up. I know it's October, folks, but go to dsniderride.com, Dee Snider's Ride, SNIDERS.com, Dee Snider's Ride, October 1st. He does a yearly run every in Long Beach, in Lido Beach, Long Island. And for the last couple of years, he did it for Long Island Cares, and prior to that, he did for the March of Dimes. He used to be a spokesperson for the March of Dimes, only because two of his children, when they were born premature. And March of Dimes is a great organization. But as with all organizations, there are so many of them that need help continuously, he likes to change it up every few years. So this year, the Dee Snider's Ride is raising money for Melissa's Wish. It's a wonderful organization that helps families in need of financial assistance when they have someone that they are taking care of at home that are, you know, a critical condition and, you know, a horrible diagnosis where one of the caregivers has to stay home for continued care. So October 1st, go to dsnidersride.com. I'm going to drop that in. And if you can't be at the event, people come from all over the East Coast for this event, by the way. And they raise anywhere between, I would say, the least amount is $20,000 to as high as $30,000, $35,000. And there's thousands and thousands of motorcycles. It's an amazing event. And again, the show of bikers. We got guys coming from New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania.
All over.
Some guys come from Florida. Some guys came from Chicago and Ohio last run, and it totally blew me away. So they kind of make a vacation out of it, you know, in October, because the weather here on Long Island is absolutely beautiful. And, of course, I type in the wrong stupid fucking thing. dsnidersride.com. I just want to make sure the address works. Yes, it does, and they will accept online donations too, even if you don't go. And any amount can be donated, $5, $10.
Every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps with everything. And again, if you have an event that's happening and you want us to share it, just drop it on our timeline. We will certainly share it and get it out there, and we'll mention it on the air for you as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the postings that's been thrown up there by Johnny. John Macaluso got this motorcycle run in Italy, in the south of Italy, which sounds pretty good. So if you're in Italy, check it out. It's posted on our page. John Macaluso, a local drummer from Long Island, he's living over in Italy doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like that would be amazing good time riding in the south of Italy. I know that's something you wanted to do, Margaret.
Well, I'm supposed to still be going to Sicily, but it's a conflict of interest right now with this job and the commitment I had already priorly made for Tennessee Bike Fest, which is going on the same weekend. TNBikeFest.com, TNBikeFest.com, September 21st through the 23rd. You know, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio is going to make an attempt to be there only because, I don't know, I volunteered myself to make pizza at the event, real New York pizza. I'm bringing the dough, the cheese, the sauce, and Justice Colt band, Jason, there, was supposed to be building me a pizza oven. So I don't know what's going on. If I don't get a pizza oven, I'm jumping on a plane, I'm going to Sicily and hanging out with Lorenzo Lamas. Just saying. I gotta go. You know, the balance. There. Pizza Lorenzo Lamas. I don't know. Pizza Lorenzo. I mean, I'll be in Sicily where they make pizza, but so I won't have to make it. I'm just going to be riding around on a motorcycle in Sicily, so that might be good. But Sicily Motorcycles, SicilyMotorcycleTours.com. Go check out that site. And speaking of tours, we have the what do we have? What's the guy in Mexico?
Steel Horse.
Sorry, cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Mom had a brain fart over here. Yeah. Steel Horse Motorcycle Rentals in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. He's one of our sponsors also. You can go to our website. Please go to our website.
Check it out.
We have everything, all our sponsors on the sponsor page. Motorcycle, Mike Esquire,
Goodfellas Cigars.
Yeah, those guys.
2215 Redford, New York.
Yeah, go check them out.
Who else do we have? We got them all. They're all up there. Cycle Source Magazine, Strip Club, Choppers. It's all there.
Trisha says she can't hear anyone. Trisha, why can't you hear us? Oh, you're all right. Stop freaking me out, woman. Oh, my God. it's turn the volume on. I'm thinking I screwed up again. Oh, my God.
Send Mom off the deep end.
I just flipped.
Excuse me. I've got this. Okay?
Yeah, no, I know you do. No, but Trisha just posted right here. I can't hear anyone, ? And then she's like, oh, okay. She's good.
I would have known that.
I know. But, you know, I'm not looking over there. I'm looking over here.
I'm looking over there. I got this.
No, there was something else I wanted to show, and I couldn't. I posted that. All right. Oh, there's Lorenzo right there. Okay. Hi, Lorenzo. On the D. Snyder's Ride page. Oh, yeah. This is what I wanted to do. Hold on. I wanted to go to the Full Throttle page because there was a couple of events. Oh, yeah. Mark Mendoza from Twisted Sister will also be in attendance at D. Snyder's Ride. Though the band is no longer, and D's doing his own thing, they all ride. Every single one of them ride. So D rides. Obviously, D does the ride. His wife rides. She's got that little spider thing.
She got the Can-Am spider?
Yeah, she got the Can-Am spider that was custom painted with leopard spots by a good friend of mine from Big Boys Toys. And they did that. But I don't know if Suzette is actually does the ride anymore. I think she might ride on the back or whatever, but Mark definitely does it every year, and AJ used to partake in that as well. And it's just a great show of support. It really, really, really is. But let me go to the Be There event section because there is a very special event and coming up in September. And actually, I have to make a correction too. In this month's magazine that came out, there was an event posted. And the event date had changed. And I try and get it out in the newsletter to everybody. But it's for Long Island Choppers. It's the fundraiser for Brat Rescue. The original date printed in the magazine says July 22nd, which is this weekend. That is not happening. It is Saturday, August 19th. Same place, same time, just a different date. The magazine was already printed. So I want to make sure everybody knows about that. And Brat Rescue is an organization, obviously, that rescues our little fur babies. And we love our little fur babies. And also coming up in August, on Saturday, August 26th, is Love Hope's Anchor Hosts, the Anchor Bike Run. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can go to lovehopesanchor.net. You could also go to the Full Throttle page, too, and look it up, but I'm just going to post it. And then also, too, this is a national event that's happening. It's called the Dream Ride Experience, and that is happening Friday, August 25th through Sunday, August 27th. It starts at the Farmington Polo Grounds, and you should go to dreamride.org. And it's it's a run that happens all across the United States, and everybody kind of converges into one area. So they start off at different areas in the United States and end up at one site. It's actually a really pretty cool thing. But coming up in September, Sunday, September 10th, I want everybody to please save this date. This is the Run for Richie, and it's the 9/11 motorcycle run in memory of Richard Allen Perlman. It starts at Resorts World Casino in Ozone Park, Queens, and it ends at Indian Larry Motorcycles on 15th Street in Brooklyn. And that is the Sunday, obviously, before the Indian Larry Grease Monkey Block Party, which is September 16th on a Saturday. So that's like a huge event. Like everybody, oh, there's Lorenzo. Everybody from across the country comes to these events. But the 9/11 Memorial Ride, they did the first one last year. It's hosted by the New York Punishers, LEMC. So go to NYCPunishersLEMC.com for more information. It's a fabulous event. And then September 13th through the 17th is the Catskill Mountain Thunder Rally. They're going to have bands, Quiet Riot, Back in Black, plus a whole bunch more. And if nobody's ever experienced this, I have been to the Catskill Mountain Thunder. What an amazing event. You get to camp out and hang out. You bring your bikes. They do burnouts in the bar. They have an overhead burnout pit. It's like the coolest thing. Go to CatskillMountainThunder.com and check that out. So these are things that are happening, around. They're national events. It's Catskill Mountains. Who doesn't love the Catskills? Oh, my God. Oh, Catskills. I love the Catskills.
Oh, it's gorgeous up there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Some of the best riding in the country.
Right.
In New, right here.
Right here, in New York.
Couple hours away.
I know a lot of people bitch about New York all the time, but what, like Bear Mountain, right?
If we could just get rid of anything from under the GW Ridge, New York would be phenomenal.
You get up in New England, it is absolutely stunning.
It's gorgeous.
Waterfalls and dams and some of the most amazing sights you'll ever see are right here in New England.
Okay? And the New England, New York, the Adirondacks up in that area.
From Pennsylvania, right straight up into Maine, some of the best riding you'll ever go to.
I love New Hampshire when it's not Laconia. No offense to the Laconia people, but it's beautiful riding there.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Well, you got to watch the summer up there because when it's not Laconia, it's like Winnipesaukee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they got the boat races going up there, it's just as bad.
It's no
better than the bikers, okay?
That's true.
The boat guys are just as bad.
I go in between.
I just want to give a quick pause here. I checked. We're coming through fine on the sound and audio and video. So if you guys are having problems, refresh, come back. We seem to be going out there fine. I see a couple of people making comments that,
Facebook is Facebook.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what's going on, so, refresh. If you can't get us back on Facebook, go over to the Mixer, check us out there. But I just checked. Everything's good on our end, guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you guys are having issues. But sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to get that out there because there's a couple of people chiming in on that.
Yeah, Leo, actually, he posted. Where did you post this photo? You said you posted a photo for you on the radio station page. Oh, now I got to do. I got to multitask.
Uh-oh.
Why should I do this? Hold on. I hope it's not a bad picture. Hold on. Now I'm a little scared. He didn't post it on the feed. He said he posted it on the page. So let me just see. La, 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 la. I'm on the internets. Maybe because, I don't know. Whatever. La, 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 la. I'm looking for the page. That loaded up pretty slow. So hold on a minute. I'm looking, Leo. I don't see it. I still don't see it. All right. Post it on the feed, Leo. Post it right on the feed. I don't care. It better be a picture of me. Not me naked. Ian Curran, how's it going? He's saying hello. Everything's good here. Da-da-da-da, sit next to you guys. Da-da-da. It's in the posts. Oh, well, okay. I'm looking. I don't see it, Leo. Sorry. Rod, do you see this photo that Leo Benetti posted?
No.
On our feed, I don't see it.
No, I don't see anything.
I don't know.
But I'm getting people telling us that we look like mannequins, so that's...
No, they're talking about you. I'm the one flaying my arms. Dawn was saying you look like mannequins. You guys are just, kind of sitting there. I mean, I'm moving and shaking right here. I mean, hello. I got movement.
You got movement. Yeah, no, I've gone down quite a bit, and I got nothing.
Yeah, the mics, everything's on, so I don't know what the problem is. Go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com, and you can listen to the audio there if Facebook is having a glitch. Seems like there's a lot of people that are having problems with the recent changes and upgrades to the Facebook. So
Facebook is Facebook. We don't have enough control over that.
We have no control over what happens with the signal. So I love you too, David Hayes. You know, maybe the mannequins are the two stiffs next to me that aren't really moving around because it's like brutally, brutally hot here. Yeah. I mean, you move and you sweat. Just saying. Yeah. Oh, my buddy Frankie the Animal's on. Hi, Frankie. I love you. Shout out to Robin if you're listening. She just got back from surgery. I won't mention it out there, but
I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, yep.
Vancouver's in the house.
She's recovering, and I'm just sending lots of love to Robin because I love her.
On a quick note, if anybody's free Thursday night, I'm in Patchogue again.
What's Thursday night in Patchogue?
Live After 5 again.
And where is Patchogue located, Rod?
Patchogue is in Long Island, New York. So if anyone's out cruising in Long Island and they want to come down and check out some good bands, Patchogue closes Main Street. They have a wonderful event there. Boots, carnival events going on. You got little craft shops. I'll be there with the Goodfellow Cigar Shop. You know, selling cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to be, you know, enjoying themselves, having a good old time with Main Street closed off. Get to, you know, chill out for a few hours. Live After 5 in Patchogue. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it definitely is a lot of fun. I like how the small towns during the summer weathers, wherever you live, pretty much, like all
they
the close states
down
do,
and
they
do
close
that.
Down
yeah,
the main
nice.
Streets. It's nice. It's open to the family. They're biker friendly. That I know. We have a lot of bikes that go down in all local areas to, you know, when they close Main Street. And I really like that. I like how the community is open to everyone. So if you support local business, you know, stop buying from the big box stores. There are those mom and pop shops still in existence, still trying to make a living in these little towns. So, you know, frequent those. Stay out of the, you know, the
yeah.
Walmarts and the Kmarts if you can. And when you're out visiting and you're out riding, go to the local
quaint
haunts.
Shops and stuff
yep.
that are really nice. And sometimes, you know, you meet people that you would never ever thought you would run into, and some really wonderful people in these little, you know, communities and towns, and then make lifelong friends with stuff. It's amazing. It's fun.
Right. Russell, hey, from Long Island Hog.
Yep, they're there in
yeah.
Patchogue.
Yep, and Russell is actually watching our show right now and listening to our show, so I'll give a shout-out to them. And you already said hello to Anne from – that was from Vancouver, Canada, right?
Yes.
I can't believe this. This is from Canada.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
We got to get the map on the wall and start
you know,
making that point.
I know.
Fans.
I'm going to put a map up here. You know who I haven't heard from in a while? My cheese guy. That guy that would call from came from Wisconsin.
Oh, yes, right.
With the real sexy voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sex phone.
I'm kind of sad. I need some phone sex right now. Maybe he
Johnny,
should,
don't
maybe
call
he
him.
Should, yeah,
my
no.
Cheese guy,
why would you even bring that up? Oh, my God. You just totally ruined my cheese man. Oh, my God. I'm so upset right now.
The
but
cheese
Kip,
guy.
Kip Cotler, you're on this. I hope you like the photo that I put in the magazine for the Aiden Has a Posse New York ride. I squeezed Kip in there because he really helped me out set up the motorcycle mic booth at that event. But
yeah.
Kip is a good follower of ours. He shares
big
all
fan.
Our stuff. Offbeat Bikers. You know, there's a bunch of you that are out there that – and we wanted just to say thank you. We love how you guys are listening in, you know, and you chime in. The phone lines are open. We have 15 minutes left to go. If you want to try calling in, maybe we'll get some movement from the mannequins, you know, whatever. Plus, I'm dying to smoke and, you know.
Go smoke.
No, I don't want to have a cigarette. I'm trying to quit. Does anybody really know how to quit smoking without me taking Chantrix and sticking a, you know, a guy's phallic symbol in my mouth? Because, you know, that's what guys say. Well, I'll help you quit smoking. Smoke. Suck on this. I'm like. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
that's never worked.
Not happening.
35 seconds later, you need another cigarette.
I really like how you lump us all together.
I'm lumping you all together because you guys are all alike. Some women, too, you know, but I wouldn't turn down whatever. But, no, seriously, I need somebody, and I don't want to vape. I know you guys are vaping to me. That's just – that's
– just another crutch.
It's another crutch.
Yeah.
I really –
anything that you do is another crutch.
I've tried hypnotism.
The patch, all the other stuff. It's just another crutch.
I've tried –
you got to bite the bullet and just quit or dump.
I think I'm just going to disappear in the mountains for like a weekend, and that should break me.
I've only known one friend who bought a vape. He vaped for like maybe 3 weeks, maybe a month. And
dropped it.
And steadily cut that from right down, you know, immediately. And within a month, he was done.
The only people that I know who actually quit smoking did it absolutely cold turkey. They just, one day, said, enough is enough.
My dad did that. He know? Just one day, he just took his cigarettes. He was a four-pack-a-day Tarryton smoker.
And my uncle, too.
Tarryton's, yeah. Right? So he took them, and he just, you crumbled know, he said, done, and... boom, threw them away, and that was it. And he never, and he quit smoking for almost 25 years.
Yeah, right after my daughter was born, I did the exact same thing, and I didn't smoke for like almost 10, 12
but
years.
Because I'm surrounded by so much stress.
You too?
Yeah. I would like to really know if somebody can, and you can message me that on
I'll tell you what.
A personal page. I don't want it. I can't take Chantrix. I tried cold turkey. I really need somebody that's going to.
I'll tell you what. After this challenge with the weight loss thing, I'm going to challenge you
to quit smoking.
To quit smoking. Who can do it?
Yeah, but what are you going to ask me to do? I don't know. Get naked and strip on a pole? I would do that anyway. let's see, Margaret.
I can think.
You know what?
Ride your motorcycle naked. Okay. No.
Just for the health reasons.
A lot of different things.
We don't.
Margaret, sit naked on a brick of cheese. No, I would do that normally. So you got to come up with something to. Do you remember like that Twilight Zone episode?
Which one? There was thousands.
The ones for quitting smoking. It was when they tried to redo the Twilight Zone, and they put a guy in a room. Okay, and they gave them like 2 weeks to quit smoking. But if they took a cigarette, they got a finger cut off.
Ooh.
And then another finger, and then another finger. But apparently, you know, they didn't get the message. So then the next thing was, how much do you really love cigarettes? Because I got a gun to your family's head. But it was like really we won't go that far. But I really need somebody.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it.
I can't do the vaping, Russell.
I mean, there is a few people that I might want to go there with, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, I could do it with keeping my body parts.
I'd like to keep as many of them.
Laura, that's right. Lucky Strikes. My cousin Bob used to smoke those too. I remember them, and I remember, you know, my grandfather used to roll them.
My mother used to smoke Chesterfield.
I remember going into the bodegas and the smoke shops and buying Lucy's.
Yeah, Lucy's for a nickel, right?
Yep.
Yeah, nickel Lucy's. Margie, go to the store and get your father. As a kid, I could buy my father cigarettes at the local smoke shop. But seriously, I really need somebody to tell me something that will work, really, other than vaping and Chantrix.
I'll follow you around with a taser.
Apparently, Randy, you don't know me very well.
She's gonna
I
love
like
that.
Getting whipped. I have a lot of bruises on my body. Just saying.
I'll get a military taser.
Oh no! I'll drop like a fly.
Absolutely.
That's no good.
You won't be smoking.
Yeah, that's.
She'll be smoking.
I'll be smoking out of my ass. Oh my god! No, seriously, I would really like some advice from other people. That have worked. I really would.
Yeah, I've been saying this to myself, but like,
I've never tried to quit.
You've never tried, Randy?
Nope.
Why don't you and I?
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe we should.
How about that? Mama Dukes and Randy the Wrench have a quit smoking contest. When do you want to start?
I just bought cigarettes. I got like 10 cartons. No, I go out to the Indians.
He goes to the reservation.
And I bought like 10 or 12 cartons.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
But see, that's the thing with bikers, too. Bikers smoke. You know,
something I could do with quitting. So we'll talk about this more. We'll come up with.
All
something.
Right, we're gonna come up with something.
Yeah, I could do this. I should do this. I need to do this.
You
Look,
need to do it,
I
and
this,
I need to.
When
do
I
it.
Went in for surgery, the doctor said to me, "Free ride's over. Okay, you're done."
Right.
My cholesterol is on the borderline. I'm borderline diabetic. I'm borderline this. I'm borderline that. He just ran down the list. He says your time bomb went to go off.
Okay.
So you got to lose weight. You got to quit smoking, and you got to eat better.
So you did the other two.
I did the other two.
And you're losing weight.
I get rid of the cigarettes.
Okay. So how many packs do you smoke?
Minimum two a day.
Ooh. All right. See, I do not do that. One pack lasts me.
Sometimes three a day. Easy.
One pack lasts me 4 days.
Wow.
Oh, jeez. That's tough.
I'm a pack a day.
You're lightweight. Yeah.
I am. I used to smoke three packs of Cools. A day. I smoked Cools. That was my cigarette.
You've managed to go down from three packs to one and four. You should be able to get rid of this easily.
I know. I should.
If I'm sitting in my office working on the computers, I can smoke three, four packs of cigarettes.
Well, that's my problem. When I work at home and I'm on the computer, I am constantly lighting a cigarette.
Yeah, when I'm at work,
too. That's the only time. That's the only time I smoke like crazy. Otherwise,
when I'm out at work, I can go into a customer site and be in there for 4 hours and not have a cigarette.
Okay.
without it bothering me. Do you see it bothering me now?
No, because we're having a good time.
Well, no, it doesn't matter.
And we can't smoke
I don't have a problem
in the
going
studio.
Distances, so, you know.
Yeah, I can fly in a plane and not smoke, but the minute I get off that plane,
I
light
Run.
Up. And I actually came up with a device that I could smoke while I was on the back of a motorcycle. Do you want to know my hack?
I'm done,
I got
dude.
All right, so listen, for all the riding bitch people, on the back of the motorcycle, because when you go on long rides, we rode from New York to Florida on so many occasions, and you know, a lot of times you just got to stop and pee. It really was like a pee pit stop. It was like boom, you pulled up, got gas, I'm dropping my chaps and all the layers, boom, get the bathroom, you know, to light up. So I took. Hold on. I need a water bottle. Somebody give me a water bottle. Or a semi-empty one. All right. So, yeah, this is... All right, so your regular... I'm not going to advertise. Your regular water bottle, okay? So, basically what I did was, is I... You leave the cap on. I cut out a section of it here, okay? Cut out a section of it here. Seriously, this is what I did.
You're working
you
way
take,
too hard on this.
You take the cap. You take the cap off, like so. I hope I don't spill this. You stick the cigarette in here, the filter in your mouth. You take the lighter and you put it inside the little thing.
You're working way too hard.
Yeah, light the cigarette, and then I would smoke it from here. A couple of times, I would take like Saran wrap or aluminum foil so the cigarette wouldn't fall down. But you could kind of do that, and yeah. So, no wind, I could smoke and light it and smoke it while riding. Just bada bing, bada boom. That's my MacGyver tip of the day for those smokers
been,
on the back
I've
of a motorcycle.
I've been smoking on the back of my bikes for years. I have a regular cigarette lighter strapped to the handlebars.
But I'm talking about the passengers that are on the riding on the thing.
I hand it back to them. They light the cigarette. I put it back.
But they can't smoke. See, because when I smoke when I ride on the back, the cigarette burns out too quick. Number one, and it tastes like crap.
You gotta hide behind the
it don't work. Room. It don't work. So that was my device, and it worked fine for me. And I could actually draw on the cigarette, and it was fine. Let me have my 2 minutes. That was what I did. I did a Rube Goldberg thing. It was awesome.
Just have a cigar.
Just
as long as you're happy. See, there you go. Have a cigar.
Yeah, I guess we could have that. No, I don't want to smoke cigars.
Oh, well, see, that's the thing, too. I don't want to start smoking cigars.
All right, we have a caller calling in. Hold on, please. Hello, you're on the air. This is Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. How may I help you?
You just have to quit.
I know, Leo. I mean, come on. Please. I know.
It's been six months for me.
Okay, and you haven't been vaping? I know Nina's been vaping. Have you been vaping?
I was, and I reduced myself down to, like, absolutely zero on the nicotine, and now it's just, it's what it is. All it does is, like, when you're relaxing, you just, you know, you take a puff, and that's it.
Right. I mean, I'll smoke other things.
I'm not taking in any nicotine or anything anymore.
Wow. That's amazing. So for those of you that don't know who's on the call right now, this is Leo Benetti, who I was talking about earlier, and who the Hubtones. You're in the band called the Hubtones, and you perform in Bradenton, Florida. But you had opened for somebody. You want to tell them who you opened for?
Well, we'll be right now. My friends Twinkle and Rock Soul Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Left this over in Europe.
Okay.
And when they come back, we're going to be opening up for them at the Englewood Event Center in Englewood, and it's just going to be a show of us and them. It's really going to be quite an event.
I can't wait.
If you ever get a chance to look them up, they're amazing. They're an amazing band. Oh, and by the way, the picture is not anything bad.
Okay, but it's not on the show page feed. It's on the regular part of our
like,
page.
I posted a link, so if you click on the link, you'll see it.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You know I can't multitask, Leo. Rent a husband. You know I can't do that. Wait, click this link. All right, no, that's Kip. Hold on. Kip posted a link. Facebook Motorcycle Mayhem post. That one? Is that the link?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so scared. Hold on. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Who's that hot mama on that motorcycle? Oh, that's me. I remember that. That was our trip. Yeah, Daytona 2008.
You were there. Huh? And you were on, did she like, you were like saying all day, I was like, I really need to take that thing home. Mm-hmm. I really need to take it home. And I was like, well, let's just roll it outside, put it in a trailer.
I don't think anybody would have noticed if we made it look like, you know, I just bought it. Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. That was
make it look like you own it.
That's a hot motorcycle. I'm in the running to win the Twisted Tea Chopper so in November. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. You know, that I win that. And that's this is a beautiful bike that Chris from Cycle Source Magazine built with a few of his building buddies. And Twisted Tea is the sponsor. And they're raffling it off. You don't have to do anything except make a video as to why you want to win the motorcycle. And then share it and tag, you know, the share tag thing with Twisted Tea and Cycle Source on Instagram. And so hopefully, you know, I win that. What's my Nina doing? Is she there?
I could picture you on the chopper. I could definitely picture you on
the chopper. Yeah, I could do the chopper thing. Sure. I mean, shit. I mean, I had that sporty thing and the drag racing thing, and, you know, I could do that.
And the other thing.
Yeah, the other thing, you know, that one. But I really miss you guys so much. But I'm going to be down for Biketoberfest. Are you going to come down for Biketoberfest to Daytona in October from your neck of the woods?
If you're going to go down there, I'll definitely scoot over there for sure.
Yeah, we're going to be at Johnny Lang Strip Club Chopper's little compound there next to the Broken Spoke. And then I can I can interview you on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And bring your bass guitar.
You know, interview me? My God, I'm the most boring person you know.
You are not. You are not boring. You guys are fabulous, and I love you.
You got stories about Mama. We're going to dig them out.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stories. I got stories about him, too. What the fuck are you talking about? It's Rent the Husband. Hello. Oh, my God.
I really have to say thank you for putting, you know, Lex's tunes on, because that's really cool. I mean,
that's a great CD.
Every time I hear them, it always brings me back, you know, because, you know, if I was still there, I would still be playing with them, you know.
Yeah,
I
would be.
13 years.
You were on that the first song we played, "Dirty Sleazy Blues." You were on. You are the bass player on that
track,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. So yeah, Leo
I remember seeing him at the Abate campout.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is correct. And so, how long were you with Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers? Do you remember how long?
I was with it for 13 years.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah.
It's definitely a long time.
A long time.
Yeah, and so did you download the new stuff? Did you download from Heal My Soul for the CD?
I gotta do that. There's so much stuff I gotta go through. I mean, it's been crazy because I'm also working on Sundays, with another band with Twinkle.
Okay.
On Sundays, it's like, so I've been put in charge of like all the websites and everything, and it's like it drives me nuts.
Welcome to my world. I'm twitching for you right now. If you can't really see it, but I got the website twitch going. Yeah, welcome to my world. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize what time it was.
No.
Wow.
Oh, it's almost time to say goodbye. It is time to say goodbye.
Time
Leo, you were our last caller of the night.
Wow.
I love you.
Man.
Squeeze. You got to call in a little earlier. I want updates on the Twinkle thing.
Yeah.
One last thing. If things work out pretty good, I'll be coming up for a visit within the next couple of months.
I love you and Nina so much. I can't wait.
So we'll see what happens. If things work out really well, and I'm hoping it does the right, I got to come up.
Okay.
I miss everybody.
Yeah, I miss Nina's. I miss the boob grabbing me and Nina do. I do. It's all about the boobs, you know? It's all about the boobs. But listen, sweetheart, we got to wrap up things here. I am so glad that you called, and you can listen to us every Monday night, you know, at 8 o'clock if you don't have a gig going on with your band. Just saying, you know, we're on the internets.
In the internets.
I know. I got to say it that way. I know a woman that says it all the time, and I thought it was cute, so I'm saying, well, yeah, we're on the internets. But you have a great night, Leo. I love you to death.
And thanks
hugs
for calling,
and kisses to Nina, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah.
I will. You got it. And great job on the show. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, Leo. I love hearing that from you. I'll talk to you soon, Leo. Bye.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right, so let's we're gonna wrap this up here.
Yeah, we're done. That's it,
pretty much. Yeah, Leo's a good guy. I like Leo.
But... Yeah, Leo's a good guy, man. So let's just thank everybody tonight who's been watching and listening to us, and sorry if you had any issues tonight. Again, catch me and Patrick this Thursday if you're floating around. Visit our sponsors. Check them out. Go check out Fenton with his Aiden Has a Posse run. Make a donation. Check out the Aiden agency. Aiden Has a Posse website. Find out information about that and all the other things that we touched on tonight. Go check it out. And we love you. We thank you. And remember, it's a
two-wheel thing. I don't have any outro music, so just kill the mics.